With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, yes, we're here. We just walked in. We just arrived.
To an S storm.
An S storm.
The socialist social media diva who puts her whole life on social media manages to keep a secret?
Yeah. Why didn't you post that?
That could have been, like, huge.
Hashtag that.
Why are you waiting till now to tell us this? What's today?
Today is Wednesday. I waited.
Our producer, Sonny Steph, just laid the bomb on us, dropped the bomb, dropped a giant bomb on us this morning.
Wait, Gary and I are saying, wait, you're leaving. You're already leaving.
No, she says, I have a big secret. I said, okay, you're a man.
Yeah, you're a man. Now
you're leaving.
You're quitting after 1 month.
Yeah.
You're married. You're engaged.
You're a man and you're quitting after 1 month.
You're pregnant. I said she's pregnant.
No, Sonny.
What's
Sonny,
the news?
Sonny,
let her tell it.
Go ahead.
Okay, so over the weekend, me and my boyfriend James, who moved with me from California, we got married.
Oh.
And we hid it from you guys because...
Wait, who married you?
No, she means...
Oh, like the officiator. Yeah.
You had to go get a blood test?
No, we did not have to get a blood test. They actually believed us.
What do you mean they believe?
They believe, like, you know how they're making sure that it's not just a hoax or anything?
Oh, that's not legal.
No, it's not legal, really. Maybe we'll have to do it later.
It's not legal. You're not married.
I had to go to the town hall and get a blood test.
You're not married? Really? What are you talking about?
You had to get a marriage license.
I got a marriage license. I went through that whole process
She got the marriage license.
No blood test?
Maybe later because they said in a week that it has to process.
Oh, it has to process.
Yeah, it hasn't processed yet.
They haven't given you the word yet. You're really not married
maybe
yet.
Maybe they don't do that anymore. I mean, I've been married 20 years almost, so maybe it's different now.
Where'd you get married? City Hall?
No, we got married in our apartment.
Oh.
Who married you?
Yeah.
We got someone from off the list that they gave us from the officiators. We were going to go through Gary, which is funny.
A minister?
Yeah, not a minister, Justice of Peace.
Why
Justice
are we doing this at 5:30? This is a huge deal. This is huge. This could be like, you know, we could have done this on the air, like a ceremony.
But we were going to do it.
Well,
remember
we
were going to do?
But
we were going to put James on the spot and have him come in.
Well, it turns out he planned it already.
And tricked him and had a minister waiting and married you on the spot.
Wait.
So many questions.
Did he propose to you or would it happen?
We agreed to it for a long time ago. Before we moved here.
Yeah, no guy is going to follow someone across the country if there's not something, a prize.
No,
at
that's
the end
not
of the rainbow.
Necessarily true.
No girl
if you're
would
do a couple,
anything.
If you're a couple and one gets a job in another state and, you know, you go along. That's all.
Yeah, that's if you're in a serious, committed relationship.
Well, serious, committed relationship is one thing. Actually pulling the trigger and getting married is another thing.
So it was already kind of
Here's the funny part about this whole thing. Yesterday I came in.
This is what's the funny part.
This is the funniest part.
My jaw is on the floor.
Wait, this is the funniest part of the whole thing.
What?
Yesterday I came in, I was in a crap mood, and you'll know why I was in a crap mood. You weren't here yet. You hadn't arrived.
Yeah.
I got really close to Steph. I looked at her face, and I said, listen to me very carefully.
Oh, no.
Listen to me. Are you listening? Listen to me very carefully.
You didn't.
And she says, she got scared. She had a scared look. Okay, yeah. Okay. I said.
Maybe Gary's marriage advice?
Do not. Get married.
But the way he said it was, don't you ever pause. Get married. And I was like, crap, I have something to tell him, but I'm not going to tell him until Christine's here.
Wow.
I think it's when you start having kids that the marriage falls apart. Honestly.
That's right. Do not have kids.
Guys, I'm pregnant.
So we'll just have dogs for the rest of our
lives.
Yes. Wow, congratulations.
Congratulations, Sunny
Staff. We want wedding photos.
It's been so
Did you wear a dress?
Yeah, I'd wear a dress. I have my ring.
No, wait, you had no family there?
We had.
Did your mom kill you?
Remember, my cousin and James's sister-in-law came over this weekend. No one else was there, just my cousin and his sister.
Did you even tell your mom?
I told my mom 2 days before the wedding.
Did she crawl through the internet and smack you?
No.
Did she want me to smack you?
She was very supportive. She was really happy.
But she was a little disappointed she wasn't there.
Your mom's pissed.
No, she's mad, but that's why we're
going to have
a big ceremony later, so you guys are invited.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're married.
You did the deed already.
Yeah, you already closed the deed.
The big ceremony to try and placate everyone who's mad they weren't invited.
Do you know what's been sucked on this already?
Oh, yeah. My dad pulled this. He got married to his a hot Italian girlfriend. Didn't tell me until after the fact. Yeah, I was so mad.
After the fact, it carries zero weight.
But she told her mom 2 days before.
Well, I know.
Mom, just so you know, I'm getting married in Connecticut, a state I've been in for a month.
Well, Connecticut.
I have no ties.
Congratulations. You'll be carrying this boulder around on a chain for the rest of your life.
Oh, no.
Oh, but now he can go on your insurance.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits
that's
from
fantastic.
It.
That's fantastic.
Yay!
Yeah,
James. Wait, sorry. Did you take his last name?
I'm going to take his last name.
What's his last name?
Sedella.
Oh, nice. Love that name.
Is Mrs. Sedella in, please?
Sedella.
They're in that phase where it's still fun
and
to say, this is my husband,
eventually
this
the show will be Sedella and Company.
Right. James will be doing Hollywood.
Well, congratulations, Sunny Staff. Congratulations.
Aww. She's a newlywed. She's not a fiancé anymore.
Very special.
Mm. Aww. Appreciate you guys.
We should just call her Mrs. Sedella, our producer.
We were so selfish, you and I, that we were just mad that she didn't tell us right away.
Yeah.
That was our focus.
Yeah.
You didn't tell us?
Married.
I didn't tell anyone. It
was
so hard.
Well, that kind of blows my news.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're a man and you're leaving?
It's close. I was in class last night, Gary.
Yeah, you got 40 seconds.
I can tell.
Yeah.
There's a guy who's in my class.
Yeah.
Who said.
Yes?
I thought I recognized you. I used to listen to you guys when you were syndicated in Baltimore.
Oh, no. So you finally found the one listener that listened to us. That's fantastic. Oh, my God. 5:37.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, crap. Craig and Company is on the air. A morning show filled with married people.
Or wine.
Yeah. Very excited, very happy this morning. Extremely,
why are you happy,
extremely happy.
Why?
Well, because now Steph could be as miserable as the rest of the people on the morning show.
You know what? I'm actually kind of ripped at her now that I've had the excitement has worn off.
Yeah.
She got married.
She got married without telling us.
Okay, first of all, she ruined an opportunity for us to throw a sponsored wedding.
Yeah, you know, you're in radio.
What the
Guess
hell?
What?
How
ratings!
Stupid.
Ratings! You didn't even think of the ratings.
Didn't even think of it.
This could have been a great ratings boost.
What the hell?
Well, you know, I like to do things.
Separate, I like to do things.
My private life and my radio life.
Oh, says the girl.
Your private life.
Posts everything on Instagram with 3,000 followers.
She just posted a fart. Come on, please.
Get the hell out of here with your private nonsense.
Well,
my private life. You have no private life.
I know Mark the Shark would approve.
The only thing I'd like to do is call up your old radio station and shove it up their ass that you got married with us.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the wedding of Sunny Steph, our producer
and
here.
And some guy.
Greg and Company.
Hey, it's James.
And some guy named James. Who walked out of the elevator last night, looked like a deer with the headlights on.
She just met the guy.
Stop.
She just met the guy a week ago.
Right.
It's been 5 years.
Sure. That's what they all
and
say.
And we're deeply in love.
It was the guy from the moving company who helped carry boxes into her apartment.
He did help her move, that's for sure.
He did move here from California for me.
Oh, like that's something to celebrate.
And now they're married. The highlight of your life, getting married in your apartment in Fartford. From here on in, it's all downhill.
I don't believe
you know
that
what?
For a second.
I'm so angry that I put up on our @official Greg and Company stories.
Yeah.
You can go vote on whether or not she betrayed us.
Oh, yeah.
I put up a poll.
Oh, yeah.
For crying out lot. I just told my friends yesterday and my parents 2 days before the wedding.
Did Steph betray the morning show by getting married in secret? Hell's yes.
All the salespeople upstairs are trying to figure out how they can capitalize on this, and you blew it for them. Blew it for them. They have no clients, so they could have really, you know, really made something out of this.
Shark's wedding music ran out.
No, it's not. It didn't run out. He's still playing it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how many clients, jewelry stores, bridal gowns, location,
divorce flowers, attorneys.
Divorce attorneys.
You guys suck.
You suck.
You suck.
You suck more.
You know, Gary Craig.
You're mean.
Everything was fine until you threw in divorce attorneys.
Why did you congratulate her, you big mean?
You big, short, bald idiot.
You're so stupid.
What's the matter with you?
You just want everyone to be miserable.
Girl got married. She's trying to be happy, and it's because you and Christine are miserable. You have to make her miserable, too.
Yeah!
Shut up and let Mark the Shark do the traffic.
You talk too much!
Hey, we must depart now, ladies and gentlemen. Must go.
Really?
It's 9:30.
What are you doing?
I think we should go.
Yeah, you know what? We're denouncing it right now that we're deciding to leave, and we're just letting her know now.
Yeah.
Because that's how we're going to roll.
We're giving you the word. We're leaving now.
We've decided.
Thanks for the heads up.
All right, you're going to have to do something with the next break.
Figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out.
A song.
You dump your wedding in our lap after the fact.
And by the way, this morning when I walked in, I knew at this time I was going to do this.
I hate it.
Don't joke.
I'm not going to cue the CD anymore.
Don't joke.
Steph, the producer, went and got married behind our backs. If you want to see the drama unfold in real time, go to our Instagram stories. It's there at Official Craig and Company.
Yeah, she has no respect.
No respect for the heritage
of this morning show. This morning show has been going on since 1981.
Listen, I was conceived.
If you think we're mad, her mom wasn't even invited.
Yeah, didn't even invite her mom to the wedding.
Hell to pay.
And what kind of wedding is that? In some crappy apartment?
Hey, we live in the same building.
That's what I'm saying. In some crappy apartment.
In all seriousness, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
We're very happy for you.
Thank you.
Let's wait till the.
Stop it.
Nope.
No. We're very happy for you.
No, we are very happy.
And congratulations.
For you. We hope you have a nice, long, and happy and healthy life.
And I hope the salespeople dig up a lot of sponsor opportunities for you now.
Well, it's past.
Rings and what? She's going to have a reception.
No, that ship has sailed.
She's going to have
that ship has sailed.
Official reception.
She should have gotten all the sponsorships prior to doing it.
It's too much work.
Not after the fact. After the fact.
Hey. And I have to give her credit because she got a simple gold band. She didn't go out. They didn't go out and blow money on this massive, huge
rock. Let me see.
Oh,
that's so nice.
Simple, classic, beautiful, just like you.
Aw, thanks, Christine.
You're welcome. I like it.
What about you, Gary? What do you have to say? Anything nice?
Well, he's got no money. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
On 96.5 TIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.